Sounds crazy. But this goes back to that theme about, you know, your imagination creating a reality. Because it actually created a reality where 6 months later, I found myself in a Russian submersible 2.5 miles down in the North Atlantic looking at the real Titanic through a viewport. Not a movie, not HD, for real. Now, that blew my mind. And, you know, it took a lot of preparation. We had to build cameras and lights and all kinds of things. But it struck me how much this dive, these deep dives, was like a space mission, you know, where it was highly technical and it required enormous planning. And you get in this capsule, you go down to this dark, hostile environment where there's no hope of rescue if you can't get back by yourself. And, you know, I thought, wow, I'm like living in a science fiction movie. This is really cool. And so I really got bitten by the bug of deep ocean exploration. Of course, the curiosity, the science component of it, it was everything. It was adventure, it was curiosity, it was imagination, and it was an experience that Hollywood couldn't give me. Because, you know, I could imagine a creature and we could create a visual effect for it, but I couldn't imagine what I was seeing out that window. As we did some of our subsequent expeditions, I was seeing creatures at hydrothermal vents and sometimes things that I had never seen before, sometimes things that no one had seen before, that actually were not described by science at the time that we saw them and imaged them. So I was completely smitten by this and had to do more.